This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone lines are open if you've got questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Great opportunity to beat the rush. Get on air right now at 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you want to get on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. A couple of things. We talk with CJ and Malia this morning. Keep in mind the website for Klaus Financial, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Klaus Financial. Also great opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a nice little weekly email you receive. It's got a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast. Again, you can subscribe right online at klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And again, telephone lines are open if you've got a retirement-related question. Love to get you on the air with CJ and Malia at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. CJ, Malia, how are we doing this morning?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. CJ, Malia, how have you been?
Very good. It's a heat wave today.
Yes, it is. Get out those shorts. Now, I'm not saying put on the shorts, but maybe just you can look at them as you're heading out the door this morning. Yeah, it's going to be a great day ahead, and we've got a great conversation. I know with a lot of folks changing jobs or planning for retirement, things like rollovers. We're going to be talking about rolling your old retirement account and how that process works and what we need to know. We'll be doing that this morning. Also, some great opportunities is to participate. Mention the phone call. You can also email questions to be answered in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corners. Head on over to Klaus Financial for that. And a great opportunity on this program each and every week with the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This week is no exception. Our friends from Klaus Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Best Buy. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. But before we get rolling on this week's conversation about rollovers, let's actually take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week our conversation was around another portion of what we oversee for our clients is not just financial planning, but the whole picture, which is also funeral planning. We try to make sure that they get their funeral planning completed at some point. And even though it's a difficult discussion, it's kind of good to know, you know, the facts out there, how much things are going to cost, what it takes to really plan something. So a lot of listeners last week, even though the topic is not the most exciting one. So a big shout out to our winner, Richard of Verona. He correctly answered in the United States during 2021, the average cost of a funeral was between $7,000 and $10,000. Was that true or false? And Richard correctly answered true. So thanks for listening and start planning for everything. Thank you.
Really good stuff. I have another chance to win it again a little bit later on in the program, that $25 gift card to Best Buy. As mentioned, of course, you guys deal with folks that come to you and maybe they're getting ready to retire or just changing jobs, or maybe they have one of those old retirement accounts that they want to be looking to roll over. What should people be knowing about before they do this?
Yeah, so when people change jobs or they retire from their employer, it's always good to kind of find out what your options are as it relates to your old company-sponsored retirement plan. Now, when we say company-sponsored retirement plan, hopefully most of you who have listened to this show have learned that can mean a lot of things. It can mean a 401k plan, a 403b plan, a 457. There's a lot of different types of company-sponsored retirement plans. Primarily, what we're talking about here, though, are defined contribution plans, not defined benefit plans. So defined contribution means you know how much money is in there, and when you leave the employer, you have options. So let's talk about that. Primarily, your core options with what to do with that old company-sponsored retirement plan would be to, one, move it to an IRA. It's called a rollover to an IRA. Number two, you could cash it out to yourself and put it in your bank account. Number three, you could just keep it as it is, so leave it in the old plan. Or number four, if you move to a new employer, you could consolidate the old 401k into the new company-sponsored retirement plan, assuming the new allows for that. Now, those are the options, but let's actually explore the pros and cons of each of those options, starting with one you probably don't want to do. So of those four that I just outlined, the worst, in our humble opinion, is generally cashing it out. If you do this, the entire amount becomes taxable the year you cash it out. So you cash it out, that becomes taxable. Also, if you take a distribution from your retirement plan before age 59 and a half, you will likely owe both federal income tax, which is tax at your marginal rate, and an additional 10% penalty on the amount that you withdraw. Not to mention any state income tax that would happen on this. So the following question comes up if you decide to do this. Of course, can you undo this, right? Because what happens is sometimes people will meet with us and be like, I did the cash out that you told me not to do. What can I do? And we say, well, when did you do it? So in the event that you accidentally cash it out, you get a check. Typically what's going to happen is they're going to automatically withhold 20% for federal income taxes. Okay, so you will get the money less the 20%. But if you want to get that money back into some sort of a plan, you have to do it within 60 days. It's actually known as a 60-day rollover. That is, you would take that money plus any taxes that were withheld. This is where it gets tricky because the taxes that were withheld have already been sent to Uncle Sam, but you have to make up for that differential out of your own cash. You have to take the money you were given plus any tax that was withheld and get it back into a pre-tax retirement account within 60 days of when the money originally left a pre-tax retirement account. And if you can accomplish that, then it will be as though it never occurred. Now, some people go, but wait a minute, what happens to the 20% that they sent to the IRS? You will get that back when you go to file your income taxes. Okay. But long story short, cashing it out, not our favorite option for a whole multitude of reasons. And of course, be careful with those penalties. And of course, remember that 60-day rollover rule. Oh, and one other thing.
Yeah.
You can only do one 60-day rollover within one calendar year. So if you've done this once before, you have to be careful. Now, remember, this is when the money comes out to you and then goes back in. You can only do one of those per year.
Great information this morning. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question as well, we'd love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And if I jotted things down properly, CJ, you're going to talk about just leaving your 401k where it is.
Yeah. So this is an option, right? Depending upon the size of the amount you have in the account and what your former company permits, typically if you have $5,000 or more in your former employer plan, they will usually allow you to leave the funds in that plan. The good news about doing this is that the money continues to grow tax deferred and you can continue to invest it the way that you want. So it's good from that standpoint. However, where this comes up a little bit short, or it can be problematic at times, is that if that company decides to move their 401k plan from one provider to another, or they decide to increase or decrease their fees, whatever they decide to do with that, you're going to kind of get pulled along for the ride, so to speak. Also, you need to be aware of what the fees are inside of that plan, who's managing the money, so on and so forth. But the good news would be we would consider that a better option, generally speaking, than cashing it out. And finally, at least for my section, Malia will talk about another one here in a moment. But for my section, the third option I'm going to talk about is rolling over the money into a new company-sponsored retirement plan. So the good news with this idea is that you're simplifying your life by not having multiple accounts at too many institutions. And by doing this, it is not a taxable event. So you move it from one company-sponsored plan to another company-sponsored plan. It's called a custodian-to-custodian rollover or transfer. And so there's no tax on that. You consolidate, and now all of that money is in your current company's 401k plan. Now, you do typically have to check to make sure that your current plan allows for what are called incoming rollovers, but most plans that we run across these days do offer that. Additionally, inside of company-sponsored retirement plans, at least ERISA-sponsored company retirement plans, there are some certain protections that ERISA provides. ERISA, by the way, is just an acronym for Employer Retirement Income Securities Act, and it provides credit, divorce, and bankruptcy protections that you may not get in other types of accounts. So that's a pretty good option. you leave an employer, you might want to consider rolling it over to your new employer.
Some great options there, CJ mentioned. Of course, if you miss any part of today's program, you can always listen back. KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. There you can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we would love to get you on the air right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaas Financial online, KlaasFinancial.com, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Maybe saying, but what about rolling over to an IRA? Ah, Malia's got you covered. She'll explain that next here on Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the studio lines here at 1310 WIBA are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. So we're talking with CJ and Valia this morning, our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. You can learn more about them online, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That first appointment with Klaas Financial, it is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking about rolling over IRAs and other options there this morning with CJ and Malia. And I've got to assume that rolling over your old 401k into an IRA, that's another option for people, isn't it?
Absolutely. And this is the most common option everybody immediately thinks about when they leave a job. And so that's really the point of this program this morning, is to understand it really is all about options. And everyone has a different situation. So there is no one size fits all. We really want you to consider your options as this event happens to you, and sit down with your financial advisor, even your accountant, to see what might best fit your situation. So obviously the IRA move is what people immediately think of. And we'll be quite honest, the reason people turn towards moving transferring, rolling over their 401k or 403b into an IRA is, generally speaking, there are more investment options than most 401k plans. 401k plans, most people understand internally, oftentimes will have less costs involved in the plan. So you're paying a little less, generally speaking, not always, but generally speaking, because the 401k plan by design has minimal options. You might have 6, 8, 10 options. Whereas obviously if you move into an IRA situation, you kind of have the world of options of investments. So keep in mind that that's a reason many people will tend to go towards an IRA situation. You could move your pre-tax 401k, obviously, into a traditional IRA. And then if you have a Roth 401k portion, generally speaking, you would move or roll over that into a Roth IRA. Now, again, in both situations, this is not a taxable event, as CJ mentioned, and your tax-deferred accounts are going to continue to grow unless you choose to make a distribution, generally, as you get to retirement. But again, remember that prior to 59 and a half, you will pay a 10% penalty if it's coming out of an IRA. Similar to your retirement account at your employer. But the good news is with your own IRA, you do have control over your funds. For a lot of people, that's a good feeling. They have flexibility. If they want to make a distribution, something comes up in life, they don't have to go through their employer to do that. But you need to understand that when you're making those choices, you move this money into an IRA and you're deciding how to invest it, some people will say, I just want to move it to my bank and stick it in an IRA CD. So, again, you have to understand that a CD, there's perhaps less risk of loss of dollars, but it could also likely inhibit the growth, possibly not keeping up with inflation. Or you could transfer your IRA or your 401k into an IRA that has multiple investment options, as I mentioned, which would include equities and bonds. please understand that all investments have associated fees, as I said, even with a 401k plan. But what you should understand as an investor is that you should understand what the fees are you're paying. We're really proponents of understanding what you're investing in and how much you're paying for the services involved. So make sure you understand, have a clear understanding of that. We would also say pause before doing a rollover if the following situations apply to you. If you're planning to retire between ages 55 and 59 and a half. If you retire after age 55, you're likely to be able to take a distribution from your 401k without a penalty once you separate from service. We have a lot of people, especially in the last couple of years, that are looking at options like that and saying, you know what, I have what I need for retirement. I'm just over 55. I can actually leave some money behind in my 401k plan. This is a special rule, separation after 55. And I can take distributions from my 401k where I previously was employed, where I was previously working, and I can receive those distributions and not pay that 10% penalty we were just talking about. You don't have to wait till 59 and a half. So there's some special rules around that. That might be a great reason to leave, if not some or all, in your old 401k. So our point this morning is pause before you do a rollover. And finally, if you wish to work into your 70s, we have people tell us that every day. Sometimes keeping that money in your 401k will allow you to delay those required minimum distributions. So we've talked about that before, that at age 72, those start having to come out of your existing IRAs or your old 401k plans. But for the plan you're currently putting money into, you can delay RMD distributions as long as you're still working and contributing to that same plan. So these are just important things to keep in mind. Don't rush out there and just do something because your neighbor did it. Think about it and talk with someone.
Really good things to know this morning from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, talking this morning about rollovers. If you've got questions, we've still got an opportunity to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You can always learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the telephone number 608-442-5637. Maybe you've got some appreciated stock. You're wondering what could be done with that. We'll get the answers next from CJ and Malia as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. So talking this week about rollovers, and what if you have some appreciated stock from an employer in your plan? What could you be doing as far as rolling that over to an IRA? Is that possible?
Yeah, so this is something that doesn't apply to everyone, but for those that it does, it can be a huge opportunity. It's called an NUA transaction. We're going to briefly discuss this idea, and if the situation applies to you, you can reach out to your accountant or your financial advisor to see if it's worth considering. But I do just want to say, of everything we've talked about here so far, many people, a good portion of people have maybe heard about those four options we just outlined, but much, much, much fewer people have heard of NUA transactions. So quick disclaimer before I get into this, we're not your accountant. You should discuss this with your accountant or if you have a financial advisor to see if this situation applies to you. But as everybody knows, our industry is just chocked full with acronyms like RMDs and IRAs and TSAs and NUAs and all kinds of stuff. So here's one more. NUA. NUA stands for Net Unrealized Appreciation. And anyone with a 401k account containing stock from their employer might want to better understand what NUA is. NUA comes into play when a person retires or otherwise leaves an employer-sponsored 401k plan. In many cases, 401k funds are rolled over to an IRA, as we just talked about previously. However, if you hold company stock, so your company stock that you previously worked at, in the 401k plan, you might be best served by rolling the company stock out separately to an after-tax account, not an IRA. So before getting to an example, here's some of the gory details. The net and unrealized appreciation in securities is the excess of the fair market value over the cost basis and may be excluded from a participant's income. Further, it's not subject to the 10% penalty tax, even though participants are under age 59 and a half, since, with limited exceptions, the 10% tax only applies to amounts included in income. So again, the cost basis is added to income and subject and could be subject to the 10% penalty, but the growth would not be. So again, you can already tell as I'm getting into this, like, oh, what's happening right now? This sounds complex. It is. So definitely is not something you would want to do on your own. You do want to be aware of the age that you would be doing this at, because there could be penalties on portions of it. If you're under 59 and a half, the other portion, there wouldn't be a penalty, so on and so forth. But let me give an example. I think it might help a little bit. Suppose there's a somebody named Mary. She's age 62, so she's over 59 and a half, and works for a large company. We'll just call it company XYZ that offers a 401k plan. Over the years, she's purchased, we'll say, $50,000 of XYZ's company stock inside of her 401k plan, and it has appreciated over the years with a current value of $150,000. Therefore, Mary has a basis of $50,000 and net unrealized appreciation of $100,000. If Mary rolls over, so say she retires at 62, if she rolls over her XYZ stock to an IRA at retirement, the full $150,000 will be taxed as she pulls the money out in retirement. So it's moving pre-tax to pre-tax. She goes to use it in retirement. All of that will be income taxable as she pulls it out. However, if Mary rolls XYZ stock out separately, the tax rules are different and potentially more favorable. Now, again, this would be actually rolling it out to an after-tax account, not an IRA. In that example, if she does that, if Mary rolls XYZ out, she will pay ordinary income tax immediately on the basis, which, remember, the basis in my example is $50,000, but she may obtain long-term capital gains tax treatment on the $100,000 of appreciation. And for those who understand taxes, capital gains taxes currently are a max of 20%. Average for most people is about 15%. So a much more favorable income tax treatment on that $100,000. Not to mention, all of that money could be more kind of liquid and usable right away instead of having to wait for systematic distributions in the future. So again, I just want to say, complex topic. Net unrealized appreciation is something that doesn't apply to a lot of people because a lot of people don't have company stock inside of their 401k plan. But if you do, I would highly suggest that before you just kind of retire and roll it over to an IRA, that you slow down, talk to your accountant, talk to your financial advisor, say, hey, I heard about this thing called NUA, and see if it would benefit you. A final quick little warning on this. Even in the case that you have company stock, it doesn't mean you should do an NUA transaction. Okay, it just means you should look at it. So be cautious with this one, but it could have big benefits for some.
Be cautious if this is NUA to you. Dad joke right there.
Oh, man.
I will let you guys have that one. CJ Claus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. The website, ClausFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Claus Financial. Submit questions as well to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. Fortunately, we don't have time to get to Amelia's question this week, but we will definitely get to yours in the future, and we'd love to hear from you as well. Again, just head on over to ClausFinancial.com. Time now for the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Claus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Claus Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Claus Quiz Question of the Week is this. When you roll over a pre-tax retirement, like a 401k, into an IRA, Is the rollover taxable? Yes or no? 608-442-5637. That's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. First call, correct answer. Win that $25 gift card to Best Buy. And again, don't forget, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, that number, 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great hanging out with you guys. You enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care. Kevin Clark with Make Dreams Realty. He comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, 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 money.